Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. So tonight, we have a couple of guest co-hosts. Right on. And as usual, we got my pal Danny to the side here.
What's up, beautiful people?
What's up?
Let's get motivated. What's up? Today.
And you got myself, co-host Steve Campos, and our two guest hosts, Mr. Fausto Miranda. What's going on, Fausto? How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
You know what? Enjoying the night. It's actually nice and cool now. I'm loving it.
We're getting away from all this heat now, so it's been nice lately.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Feels good. And then we got Miss Anaïd. How are you, Anaïd?
Yay. Good. Thank you.
Welcome.
This is, you know, becoming a reoccurring thing.
Right? So this is like your third episode here
I
with us?
I think so, yeah.
Right on. Well, hey, you know what? We're happy to have you. So our other regular host and co-host are out tonight, but we are blessed with our guests. So we're happy to have you guys, man. We're ready to go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So Danny, tell us what we're talking about tonight.
Oh, tonight we are going to talk about, hey, you know what? If Wicho was here, he was going to be just again. Oh, goodness. It's one more beautiful episode. And today we're going to talk about the bank versus government. Banks face pressure to fund affordable housing projects, opening an opportunity for investors.
Right on. So we're going to talk about affordable housing and yes, how the opportunities are there for investors, which is badass. But before we get into that topic,
cold,
we have Fausto, who, as always, here on the Becoming, I did it again. And our Live Life by Design podcast, brought to you by Become an Investor. We have our quote of the day. Fausto, what is that?
Yeah, so today's quote is, opportunities are missed by many people because it is dressed by overalls and looks like work.
Wow. That's actually a pretty good quote. You know what? I'm going to say this. I always like our quotes. We get, you know, whoever pulls the quotes, Danny, pulls some pretty good ones, man, because they make you think, right? And I think that, you know, this is a good one. Why? Because it talks about how people miss opportunities because they don't want to put the work into it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that sucks, dude. I think that, you know, people get scared because everybody wants that. Everybody's looking for that magic pill, that magic wand, that easiest way of doing something, and oh, I want to get rich fast, but it doesn't work like that, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be involved, right? You need to get in there, get 100%. Dirty, do the things that you don't want to do,
right?
Most of the time, honestly.
Put those overalls on and get to work, man. That's how it is.
Exactly.
Time is money. Sometimes people doesn't understand that, huh?
That's right.
Time is money, and time putting on the work, it turns in money too. Opportunities.
That's so true.
It gives you the opportunity. How do your training, the coach today? What's that other one that I love it?
The one with the one that I said.
Yeah.
In order for things to change, you have to change.
No, not that one. Forget
okay,
it.
Okay, well, then forget it.
That's a good one, too, though.
But it's true, right? I mean, in order for things to change for people, they have to break that mentality. the mentality that they've always
success.
Had.
Success equals
opportunity.
How was that one? Damn it. Okay, forget it. Let's go. Let's talk about affordable housing.
Yeah, so let's talk about affordable housing. But first, what is affordable housing? Anyone? Anybody know what that is? The definition?
The little people that lives right on the corner?
Yeah.
So the federal definition of affordable housing is the total costs of housing that do not exceed 30% of a person's gross income. And that includes utilities, mortgage interest, insurance, all that good stuff. So if you make $100 a month, just for the sake of conversation, that means your housing, mortgage payments, utilities, everything associated with your housing should not be more than $30. Mm-hmm. That's what's considered affordable housing.
30%.
And yeah, 30%. Right. So when $100,
right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that, I mean, shit, that's actually pretty good, right? If you can only have to pay 30% of what your income is, and that's your gross income, right? Well, I guess that's what, before taxes?
Gross?
Yeah, gross is before taxes, net is after. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about W-2 people, yeah, I mean, still, that's not bad, right? That's actually pretty cheap. But banks are being pressured, right? They're being pressured to fund some of these affordable housing deals, right?
Yep. Yeah, they are was this new project, this new, am I on the right page? It was this new project with Biden. They are forcing the federal loan banks express concern. They're expressing concerns that increase their contribution to affordable housing as it was proposed by Biden administration. They feel like it could hurt the stability. So it's...
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, right? I mean, but at the end of the day, these are all, I mean, the banks, if it's a federal program, it's all federal funded anyway, right? So they're still going to get something out of it. But it says here that the banks, loan bank doubled its annual contributions to the affordable housing program, which will raise an additional $3.8 billion for affordable housing over the next decade. And that will assist nearly 380,000 households. That's a huge number, right?
Yeah, that's for banks, it's going to be about 35, 34 million. I think I did the math. I mean,
yeah,
I barely put the number on my calculator, but yeah, it's about 34 more, like 34 million, 34 and a half.
So those are pretty big numbers that the federal government is telling the banks that they have to utilize to invest into these programs. So we as investors, how do we capitalize on that? Because actually that's a great opportunity for us, right? There's a number of different programs that we can utilize out there, but I think the goal of this is for us to be able to find ways, or at least kind of talk a little bit about how we can capitalize on affordable housing programs, because you know what? They're out there, right? And those of you that are, those of our listeners out there who are interested in buying homes and renting properties, I think that, you know, hey, this is time to listen up a little bit and kind of find ways to make sure that you actually get paid, because you know what's one of our biggest risks in buying homes is having a high occupancy rate, right? And if you have a high occupancy rate, like you're constantly turning out tenants, what does that do for your costs?
Yeah, right? They go up.
Yeah. You're constantly coming out of pocket, right? At one point or another, or another property ends up having to pay for this property, and it kind of messes with your profits a little bit. So at the end of the day, if the federal government is pushing these programs, then there has to be a way for investors to be able to utilize those programs, I would think, right?
Well, that's right. It's an open door for the investor. It's not that it's a way, it's an open door. I mean, those programs comes was a secured, you know, pay off the rent. You are going to collect that. So who doesn't want to live on secured?
Right.
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 And not just that, there's tax credits associated with, you know, serving communities that have a lower income, you know, household income.
Yeah.
That investors can benefit from. So, yeah, there's a lot of potential for investors to come in and partner with the government, you know, for lack of a better word.
Right.
A partnership.
There you go.
But, you know, it's for the purpose of ensuring that households have enough money to pay for other costs, right? That's in the definition of affordable housing, right? So it's it's a good thing for investors and for those need
people
housing.
People that actually need help with housing, which is a great thing. I think that, you know, a couple of things that people get stuck on, or investors kind of get stuck on, is when you talk about affordable housing opportunities, everybody gets stuck on just Section 8, right? And, I don't want to deal with that, or I don't want to. But at the end of the day, it's a huge benefit, because you're going to get, what were the numbers we were talking about earlier? I think it was 80% of the rent will be paid by the government, the other 20% by the actual tenant. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want 80% of their rent being covered?
Yeah, there is.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed, right?
There is a guarantee that the government is going to pay. And plus, usually when you have disagreement, if you put your house, of course, and people don't think that you're just going to say, hey, Section A, or, you know, 65 years old, don't think you're just going to put a little board in front of your house and say, just do this. One thing, don't forget, there is a requirement that your property should follow. Things that, how do you say that? Not just requirements. You're going to have inspections on the property, and you need to be there. You need to follow all the requirements so you can have your property with the government. That's what
it needs to be qualified, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like there's certain codes, right? Like me as a builder, that I have to follow for ADA compliant.
There you go.
Residents, the doors have to be, just off the top of my head, the doors have to be like 36 inches wide, as well as any hallways. Everything needs to be, wheelchair accessible. You need to have a ramp going up the house if there is stairs. So all of that you need to consider before you even purchase a property, right? To see how much you need to spend on that, because as Daniela said, you do need to comply for you to even be able to qualify your house or your property to be able to lease it out to certain tenants or, you know, 65 plus seniors.
I mean, you need to do all that compliance and pass now the inspections. Another thing, sometimes you need to have an administrator. I mean, it is great programs, it's profitable, it's going to help a lot of investors, because you are going to get your money back. Right now I'm actually looking for one of our properties to be to be with the compliance, and so you can use that one with seniors. That's why I know Stalk is another invest about 7 months to get all the paperwork. So don't think you're just going to open the door, say here, and push people inside. Cannot do that. If you want to work as, you know, or qualify for some programs that can be very helpful from the government. So like, they have Section 8, not only, but 65 and older, those are more like the seniors. Also, let's do not forget the good ones, the veterans and disabilities. So all those programs, all those properties, they all need to qualify in a different way. Probably, I would say, and I'm not giving legal advice again, I know nothing. But yeah, probably out then they are good. You need to qualify. And another point, they usually pay, the government usually pay a little more when you qualify for their program. So it's good, because you know, one hand they are going to have renters, on the other one they are going to have the landlord. So it's pretty much trying to keep your property with 100% occupancy. Mm-hmm. Come on, guys.
There you go. 100% occupancy.
There you go. And go from there, because you will live for for our profits, you know, to see those little babies from your properties, to be very, very good on the end of the day. You need to have a nice niche and great properties that's going to qualify in the way that you can jump on that programs.
So for the investors that are listening that want to qualify their properties for affordable housing, since you're going through the process, can you speak a little bit more on what's involved in that process and how long it takes?
Oh, I'm just starting that one. It's a whole new process. I haven't done that one. For me, it's totally new. And the process that I'm doing for the 65 for senior properties, that one, I don't even know yet. So I don't think I should be talking about things that I didn't do 100%. I'm just like that. If I get hurt, let me hurt first, then I can give you good information. Yes, no, but I like yeah, you need to have...
Take one for the team.
Take one for the team. That is what you do here. Don't do what I didn't... I don't say... that process that I'm going through right now, it is going to be around, I would say, 8 months to get the first permits and license and administration and things like that. It's just that first process is around let's say 6 to 8, 9 months. So, but that it's for senior living. That's going to be specifically for that one. Once I'm done and over with that, and I want to do that with the ADU that we just finished. I'm so happy. It's already getting renters there. So in the meantime, it's going to be rent. After that, anyways, we are going to do the senior on that one.
Yeah, from what I've seen as a general contractor, you know, you get basically a list. So the city or whoever you're working with, they'll give you all the guidelines. They literally state everything out for you, the doors that you need, the windows that you need, if the place needs like a fire sprinkler system, as well as other requirements for, you know, electrical accessibility to the showers. So the good thing is that they kind of walk you through everything. So that's pretty nice, at least from what I've seen on my side of things.
So there's not a lot of guessing work as far as what needs to happen. You just got to make sure that you comply with what those rules are.
And then California. Meet the inspection,
right? Yeah, California. Good old California. But I mean that makes sense, because I mean, now as an investor, you got to ensure that, okay, you got that list when you're going to buy property in that particular city, and then you got to account for those changes in your initial costs, right? In your either your fixing costs, right? Which I mean makes sense. I was kind of wondering about that, cuz this isn't something that I really thought about as an investor from my perspective. And I was sitting here thinking as we're talking about this, like, how do you know what you have to do and how do you account for those costs? So that's good to know that actually the cities list out what needs to happen in order for you to be able to, quote unquote, have the property qualified, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty badass, actually. That's extremely helpful. Now I don't feel so, I wouldn't feel so lost now.
Right.
Because I was thinking about this, like, how do we account for those costs? Because that's always on my mind when we talk about investment properties. How do you account for costs for certain things? And in this case, that's a good thing. So that's pretty badass. I like that.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a way, there's many other programs. I mean, when you go through the list, you're going to see programs that are going to qualify for homeless. They have programs that's going to be qualifying people for to be supportive with disability. And it's good for you to get on the website. I think they have some websites that are going to give you or give the information for affordable housing and start looking. If you're an investor out there and you have an idea what you want to do, I think you should be looking, because it all depends on each one and what kind of property you have available at the moment, or what you wanted to do, like myself with the property that's coming up. So always think ahead, right? This is one thing that I always talk. Think ahead, read about each one of the opportunities that you're going to have and where you are going to be standing, what it's going to be better for you, or sorry guys, or what it that you can handle it. Because some people doesn't want, think about, I might be okay dealing with elderly, but I might do not be okay dealing with recovering people or maybe homeless or, you know. So I think for whoever it's out there, one of the points is get on the affordable housing. I think affordable housing in California has a bunch of websites there that's going to qualify or give you an idea for what it's out there. So
you can find the list of things that you have to take care of for the property, but you can also find out what you need in terms of qualifications as an individual or family.
Yeah, as an idea
to get into one of those properties.
Yeah,
yeah, that's very beneficial. Good old California, huh? Helping everyone out. I love it. Yeah, bye. You know, real quick, I just wanted to touch on a couple of points. So they're talking about how they're reforming the housing grant rules, and it says that this program hasn't. It's not new. It's been around since 1989. And the money it generates, along with other home loan bank programs, helps prospective buyers who earn 80% or less of an area's median income can help them become homeowners, which is pretty cool, right? It also supports rental housing, which at least 20% of units are for households at or below 50% of an area's median income. So, again, I think taking advantage of some of these opportunities, particularly this podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
If you're in the commercial side of the business where you have multiple doors, right? Meaning multiple doors and maybe apartment buildings, mm-hmm. right? If you can utilize some of these programs, you could pretty much get 100% occupancy for the most part, right?
Yeah.
You know? Which I think that's almost everybody's goal. You want to keep that occupancy high. I think though, of course, you know, I'm sure that there's going to be some, there's pros and cons to everything, right? Right now we're talking about a lot of the pro side of things, and I don't think we really are going to get into any of the cons of it. But I mean, at this point, it's beneficial, very beneficial to those that are out there that are real estate investors, again, particularly even in the commercial space, right? There's just a lot of opportunity out there. But, you know, people fail. What was the quote again? Opportunity is missed by many people because it's dressed in overalls, right? And it looks
think
like
work.
Think
about that. We were just talking about the process. Do you think everyone's going to wait or have the patience to be working for 7 months? Then you can see the fruits from your project?
But I remember that 7 months just for the paperwork, right? You still need to put permits. You still need to do all the physical work, you know, just changing out the doors, sinks, toilets. So all of that also takes time, and you need to account for that as well.
Yeah, thank you, Fausto. You just made my project longer.
He's here to make
get
it
out
real.
Get out of here.
You know, and then you need that contractor to do that work.
Oh,
over
my
there,
God.
Right? You need 6'8", right? Don't forget.
I'm going to.
You know, that's Fausto why he's pointing that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, Fausto just advertised. He just marketed himself to you.
Damn.
This is what you need, Danny. By the way, you know you need a contractor out here.
Well, that's why you have the community, right?
Good move.
Yeah, good move, Fausto. I'm desperate. I got to go. I have work to do. See you guys tomorrow. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think there's some great opportunities here. I just, I don't know.
You're
I mean, there's
Go ahead.
You read my mind when you said, I'm sure it's not all, you know, pros. There's some cons. Right.
There's going to be some cons to it. And like I said, we really aren't getting into the cons of this side of the business. But to me, this is just me, right? And I'm sure you guys have heard me on the podcast before. I'm pretty open about having, you know, not wanting the government with their hand in my pocket, right? So that's one thing that, you know, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying there are negative sides to all the positives, right? And I think one of them is, you know, the compliance. And I don't know. We're not really, we didn't get into that side of things. But what is there? Is there constant inspections you have to meet? Is there, like, what does that look like for you to stay qualified for those programs, right? Is there a certain threshold of money that you can make? What does that look like? So that's something that I actually want to look into a little more. And hey, you know what? We'll get those answers for you one day.
Let me know when you do.
Yeah, seriously. No, because I mean, it's great opportunity, like I said, and there's a lot of programs out there. Like we talked a little bit about renting to 65 year olds or older for that matter, or renting to veterans or even people with disabilities. But, you know, that's my question is, okay, Mr. Government, what does that look like for me to stay compliant, right? And what is that going to cost me? that's what runs through my mind, you know?
Well, that is the hurt for the banks right now. You know, that number, it's big. So over years, you know, at the next decade, it's going to be a lot of money for them. Are they getting that back? Like...
Yeah, I don't know. Like I think that's one of the biggest things, right? The banks are saying that they're having a hard time with it because,
Well, the process, it's long, right? I mean, it's either the banks, it's either going to be the doing the loan or they need to be the builders. And it's a long project either way. So...
And is there beforehand? I mean, because some of these investors, and I was kind of looking at the note here, you know, there's banks out there that are great for investors. It was kind of going into that space, right? And you know, what some of the programs are for the investors. But what is that, again, what does that look like long term? Right. You know? And then, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to kind of read under that heading, right? Best banks for real estate investors. As long as real estate investors... a real estate investor is successful, most banks will be willing to veer away from their standard playbook to accommodate them. However, when choosing a bank, knowing exactly what role you want. Uh-oh, I lost my space.
You want them to play.
Yeah. As each has strengths and weaknesses. Pros and cons, right? Mm-hmm. Some banks are super conservative regarding loans for investment properties or business lines of credit related to real estate. Most are more amenable to high net worth individuals with high credit scores, which is cool. I mean, you have a high net worth, you have a good credit score, they're going to want to loan you money. But, you know, what's the role that you want them to play, right? That's what you got to really understand is what role do you want them to play in your investment property, right?
Keep that in mind. Yeah. And on the other side, this is talking about the financials. This is for affordable, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about affordable housing, it's going to be affordable people. For not affordable people, but lower income. No. It's going to benefit the lower income population. So they're going to be happy anyways.
No, I know, but you're right.
It doesn't matter. They need to get something. They need to get some loan. They need to get some rate. And sometimes, to be honest, they even much better than other ones that are not going to care about. Some of the borrowers, I mean, with lower income, they try harder to just keep that because they might not ever going to have the opportunity to do that again. That is going to be their heart and soul.
That's true. So, that's true.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like there's anything, right? There's always risk, right? Across the board for everybody, you know, at the end of the day. The banks, the homeowner, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so much the government because, you know, we fund them anyway, so. They're going to get their money no matter what,
In California.
Sorry, guys. We have a running joke on California, or I shouldn't say running joke, our running complaint about California and all the craziness here that we have to live through, right?
But it's a love hate thing, right? It's not just hate. Well, because you still live here, so you gotta love it.
I love the weather.
Not 2 weeks ago.
yeah, not 2 weeks ago. It was hot as hell, right? Yeah. But still, I mean, it's still not as bad as Texas and Arizona.
I wouldn't know.
Anyway. But, yeah, I won't even get into it, because then I'm going to go on this whole rant of California again, and, yeah, nobody wants to hear that again. Well, maybe you do, but no.
Anyways, talks, guys. Want to think about, have any talks, what you want to bring something in specific on that topic? What's your talks, Anaid?
Yeah, just something that stood out to me earlier when talking about banks and how, you know, they prioritize people that are higher net worth and higher credit scores. There's an interesting note here that talks about community banks and credit unions and how they're incentivized to work with people that aren't necessarily high net worth or with higher credit scores. So the whole purpose of incentivizing them is so that they can, you know, offer loans that the larger banks wouldn't do, right? So again, still talking about those people that would not normally qualify for, right? Like,
well, you're talking about the credit unions on the case, right?
Right. Credit unions, community banks, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they cover a lot. Like, when you talk about community banks and the credit unions, they're going to be there for credit unions. Let's talk about credit unions. For example, if you know, the military has the credit union banks, and they're going to be developing, they're going to do small, they're going to afford the small projects. And for them, it's good for the investors that are starting. That's great, because their rates is also affordable. That's exactly what they...
Right. And I think they're also more accessible just because they are local to your city, right, or your county. So you're able to build that relationship with that branch manager that's there, versus, you know, going to Bank of America or Chase and you're chasing down random people.
That's the good name, right? Chase, because you have to chase somebody to get help.
That's a good one.
Yeah, credit unions, yeah, they tend to be more invested in the...
A little more investor friendly.
In the community.
Yeah.
They tend to be a little more investor friendly because they take a holistic approach to lending, right? They're not just going to consider you if you're a high net worth, right? They're going to look at the project you're working on.
I have accounts with them, and I love it. You can go there. You can still talk with people. I mean, it's nice. And they have so many. I mean, I have military on, not mine, but because of family. Anyways, they are so helpful, and they have so many options. They have the patient. Thank you, Navy Federal.
and they have better interest rates sometimes too, right?
They do.
Yeah, so. I actually, a long time ago, I used a credit union for financing a car a while back. And yeah, better interest rates than everybody. So yeah, they're actually... And you know what? You're right. They're a lot more friendly.
They are.
A lot friendlier. Those people are actually really cool. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, community banks nowadays, though, I haven't seen one, like, anywhere.
Maybe you need to get out more.
I'm
sure they exist. I'm just kidding.
But you said, I'm sure unicorns exist, but have you seen one? I haven't seen one.
Oh, my goodness.
You're right. Well, at least in my city, mostly just credit unions.
It's all like either a credit union or a big, or one of the big banks. So I know that there was a bank a long time ago. A friend of mine used to bank with, and oh my God, it was a real tiny little small literal community bank, like in the city. And they were so nice, you know, just like so friendly, so nice. And I remember he had wrecked my car and had crappy credit. And he got a personal loan from them to pay off my car, you know, which is actually kind of cool because nobody else was loaning him money.
But yeah, I mean, so that is some proof that those community banks really do work with you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's actually kind of cool. Yeah. So final thoughts, guys. Any final thoughts? How do you guys plan to look at, or at least is there anybody have any plans to look into this affordable housing programs for any of your potential deals coming up?
Well, we know Danny does. I know she's looking into it.
I'm looking in everything that I can. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You I'm know, just a Brazilian uneducated little one, 5'1", 5'1", uneducated that came from Brazil, you know, living the American dream. So thank America, go USA. Well,
don't forget Japanese and Brazilian and all that. You still have your properties out there.
I still have my properties over there. Didn't sell.
So she's living the Japanese dream, the American dream, and the Brazilian dream. Arigato. I love it.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit, huh?
The skies are the limit. Let's build it up.
Final thoughts, though, guys? Anything that you guys want to talk, you wrap up on affordable housing? Any thoughts on it?
So just, you know, for any investor that is curious, I think it's worth, you know, looking into it. There's a lot of potential. Like you said, you know, if you want to secure your monthly income from your rentals, this is a good way to go about it. I'm sure that there's some drawbacks. We didn't get too much into the drawbacks, but sometimes dealing with the lower income communities, and nothing against them, right? I come from low income community. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, it's inevitable. There's issues with income in general, and what are the requirements, right? To meet that 20%, because the government's going to pay the other 80%, right?
Mm-hmm. Around that, yes.
And sometimes that's, you know, sometimes that's an issue too for some families, you know? So I'm sure you're going to run into a little bit of everything, but I think overall it's worth really investigating and getting into.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the government is keen to partner with investors and developers.
Yeah.
You know, there's several programs from the FHA administrations and federal financing banks that they do share that risk with you. So, you know, it really does incentivize even the developers, right? Because you can start doing developments and get several credits that way as well. And you can even build a ADU with the FHA insured financing. So that's another way for us to kind of exploit that little glitch there, right?
Yeah, and force equity in the property, right?
Yeah. Right.
Force that equity, finding money all together.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And so if you rent that ADU, you're able to get federal home modification grants. Right?
Bam. Now I'm liking this more and more. Seriously, think about that.
Think
so you
about
get the government
that.
To fund my ADU to make it accessible for those grants?
Right. Then they
pay. I'm in.
Who wouldn't take that, right?
I'm in. You don't fuck the cons.
I mean,
I said I wasn't doing it anymore. Forget the cons, dude. I'm in. No, but this really truly is, I mean, this is a good opportunity, right? Things to really look into as an investor. You know, but again, you know, you got to do your due diligence. You got to do your due diligence. I'm going to say it one more time. You have to do your due diligence, making sure that, you know, weigh it all out, making sure it's going to work for you, right?
There you go.
Danny?
Final talks, you know, don't be afraid of the little 7-9 months work that you need to do. Do your leg work, do your due diligence. 100%. I think there is opportunities everywhere. Don't
put your overalls on.
Yes.
Look like Pasto. <Sorry. laughs>
There you go. Yeah. Don't let people intimidate you, because time is going to talk and results are going to show. So just keep going. I mean, look for little opportunities. They're all over the place. And I just love, guys. I just love when you start opening up your mind to being a freaking investor.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's crazy amazing. We were talking, I mean, before we started the podcast, I came to here in 2000, I'm almost 30 years old when I came here to learn English, and then now learning this vocabulary that is real estate, it's another word.
No kidding.
It is another word. And upside down, under what the heck is going on? It is another word. And reality, it's what you see from your work, right? Yeah. So it starts showing. It's good. And today I'm so proud of myself because I can see and read things like these. And people doesn't just think, they might just talk politics and say, hey, this is good, this is bad, this is good for this and that. But then when I listen to them, I just have the other mentality as an investor. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm sorry, but sometimes I don't even care about the politics that are going behind. If I hear something and it's profitable, it's productive.
Opportunity.
It's positive, and I can understand before anything else or anyone around know what, you know, how you can connect little dots. I'm so proud of myself. Thank you, guys. Yes, I love
you. You should be proud of yourself. Yeah.
It's nice when you see things like these. So.
And again, great opportunities for investors out there.
Learning. I think,
but again, just, you know, learn and do your due diligence. Get those checklists. Fausto, get the checklist, man. You know,
let's do this. Yeah, well, a lot of this information came up from, you know, HUD.org, HUD.org.
Okay.
You know, they basically just walk you through the whole thing. They have articles where you can kind of go and see what the requirement on the side of the tenant and the investors. So it's a great resource to kind of take a look at things and educate yourself a bit.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I'm saying. Go back, get educated, find out more about it, do your due diligence. And if it makes sense for you, jump in on it.
Yep.
Right on, guys. Right on. Well, hey, you know what? This was a great topic. A lot of fun with you guys. Thank you guys for filling in tonight.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice happy to be back again. Guys. Happy to have you. I mean, hey, you know what? This is why we're a community, right? This is what we get out of a community. Not just real estate investing fun, but podcast fun now too.
Yeah. Expand on everything that you have.
That's it.
All right, guys. Thank you everybody for coming. If you want to find a little more about us, go to info@becomeaninvestor.com. You can also over there, you can send any questions that you have. If you want to find us on the media, go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Go to Become an Investor. We are going to find us over there. And don't forget to give us that beautiful 5 stars.
5 stars.
Where they can find our podcast.
Yeah, over on anywhere you get
Spotify. On all the platforms,
Spotify, Apple, even, you know what? We're even on, can't even think of it. Pandora.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool.
You never know that one.
Yeah, you never do. Poor Pandora.
I see you guys later.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.